And first, let me make clear, I am not representing or speaking on behalf of the Diamante Driver Dental Project or the National Dental Association, the Robert T. Freeman Dental Society, or any of the groups that I will be talking about. I do have the great pleasure of introducing you to my partner in crime, Dr. Hazel Harper. We were best friends in high school in Gary, Indiana, about a half a million years ago. She was everything. She held the highest elected office that a girl was allowed to hold in our school. Oh, yeah, girls weren't allowed to run for, like, president. And she was the cheerleader and yada, yada. She was one of three women in her class at Howard University Dental School. She was a founding member of the Student National Dental Association and later served as the first woman president of the National Dental Association. As my dentist, she has always been in a prime lobbying position to get me and her other patients to do her public health stuff. I mean, here's me. And I've been doing what she told me to do for decades now, so what a pleasure. I get to introduce my friend, my dentist, and my hero. I have nothing to report as far as disclosures. As former project director of the Diamante Driver Dental Project, Hazel has strong-armed money out of the Maryland State Legislature and a variety of dental corporations. Don't get me started on the illogical separation of dental and mental from health, because tooth decay is the most common morbidity among children. Its incidence is 5 times greater than asthma. Teeth are also elegant little pain detectors. You know, all nerve and root. When kids are in dental pain, they can't sleep, they can't eat, and they can't concentrate in school, and they're much more susceptible to a variety of other diseases. The story of the Diamante Driver Dental Project is really the confluence of a variety of different factors. The poor statistics on dental health long preceded Diamante, including the lack of dental insurance coverage. Hazel and other dentists like her were telling their policymaking patients about this problem for years. And then in early 2007, Mrs. Driver, who was living in a shelter with her 5 sons, realized that Diamante and his little brother were in real dental trouble. Her Medicaid had elapsed while she was desperately seeking shelter for her family. In those days, in Maryland, an individual had to earn less than $300 a month to qualify for Medicaid. That's not after expenses and taxes. Maryland is the 4th richest state in the nation, and our Medicaid program was pitiful. Mrs. Driver called more than 30 dentists looking for help for her boys, and no one would see them. Her story was very compelling, but it would have gone unknown if it hadn't been for an award-winning reporter then for the Washington Post, Mary Otto, who followed the family and wrote about them for everyone to learn. Diamante's life could have been saved by an $85 extraction. But once his tooth abscessed and the infection went to his brain, $250,000 of brain surgery couldn't save him. We all woke up on February 8, 2007, to learn from Mary Otto that Diamante had died at the age of 12. Funny thing about the Washington Post, it's my hometown newspaper, but it's also read by 535 members of Congress. And this terrible tragedy happened right in front of all of us. I got a call from Hazel that day to tell me that this tragedy was never again going to happen on her watch. She didn't know what we were going to do about it, but we were never going to let it happen again. And that's when the project was born. By the way, Prince George's County is the richest majority black county in the United States, yet they have thousands of homeless children and dozens of Title I schools. I tell you this story not because the confluence of factors that made it all happen will be replicated in your home districts, but because the program that grew out of this is a model that can be used everywhere. And here were the goals of the program: a multi-pronged approach to improving oral health by increasing access to care. The van launched at the school that Diamante had attended. That's where it started. And, you know, like when asked why he stole money from banks, Willie Horton said, because that's where the money is. Schools are where the kids are. By screening, teaching oral health care, drilling and filling, and key to long-term success, ensuring these kids had dental homes. Also, by enrolling eligible families in Medicaid, whose eligibility limits our current governor, Martin O'Malley, took up to 116% of federal poverty level, increasing Medicaid reimbursements for dental care, and increasing the number of Medicaid dental providers. The project was launched in Diamante's name because such a preventable death should never happen to anybody. The project started with an analysis of the problem, a problem that had been tagged by the U.S. Surgeon General as a silent epidemic. As wealthy as Maryland and PG County are, Medicaid and Maryland CHIP is the only safety net for many thousands of children. Yet there was only one public dental clinic in the county. And as important as oral health is for the birth of healthy babies, pregnant moms didn't have access to it either. From its launch in the spring of 2009 through July of this year, the van has visited 19 schools multiple times and examined 3,320 children. And it found that 14% of them were in as bad shape as Diamante had been. Each one of these kids goes home with a report card for his parents. The national cost of untreated tooth decay mirrors what goes on in our state. And for every child without health insurance in this country, there are 2.6 children without dental insurance, and huge areas that have no dental providers at all. The key to the success of this effort was its grounding in the community. The project's co-founders were practicing dentists who talked to their patients. The dentists who agreed to see these kids in their private offices, regardless of ability to pay, were recruited by and from the Robert T. Freeman Dental Society, the premier local chapter of the National Dental Association. But the partners really include everything Hazel could think of. She went straight to the PG County school system through her relatives and her patients. She formed personal relationships and dealt directly with the school board, the superintendent, every principal, and every school nurse in every Title I school. She assembled an advisory committee of people who each had a job to do. Of course, the National Dental Association was well-trained and practiced in public health advocacy. It is a huge part of their total mission. This was natural for them. And she recruited dentists to serve these children and their families from all of these organizations. Governor O'Malley took his responsibilities very seriously. It was no accident that over the course of the last dozen years, Maryland has gone from almost dead last in the country in oral public health to the most recent Pew Center on the State's report card ranked us number one. The Diamante Project, of course, is not the only reason. Increasing eligibility for Medicaid was important, increasing dental reimbursements for Medicaid dental services. We even passed legislation in Maryland that allows dental hygienists to practice even if there's not a dentist on the premises. And we added Medicaid reimbursements for physicians to apply fluoride washes on the kids. Why? Because docs look straight past the mouth at the... Isn't that funny? They all look through the mouth, but not at the mouth. But much of this was propelled by the very visible van dedicated to Diamante. Mobile services are becoming much more important in health outreach, and this year the Diamante van is going to start making the rounds at subsidized housing for seniors, another extremely overlooked and needy population. So here's the advocacy part. The mouth is the entry point for the body. If it's not right, neither is the rest of the body. Children have to be taught to take care of their teeth. And since dental disease, like most disease, falls hardest on the poorest among us, we have to concentrate our efforts there. Dental disease can kill, but dental health is intrinsic to basic physical health. It's related to diabetes. Dentists know who have diabetes. The mama's dental health is related to low birth weight and preterm babies. Gum disease and cardiovascular disease are also related. But many people, including policymakers, don't even know this. So a few final thoughts. Dental health is critical for overall health. Dentists are oral physicians and critical to the healthcare team. Right now, the average medical student out of 4 years of medical school, an internship, a residency, the average medical student gets a total of 5 hours of oral health education. This also has to change. Sometimes, as in the story of Diamante, factors converge to make us do the right thing. It was tragic that he had to die, but his death made a difference. Today, his mother, Mrs. Driver, is a practicing dental hygienist herself. Here's our bios and our thank yous.